Hello, everybody. Barry Friedman back with Bill Lamon for interview number 4 in our series of The Pillars of Freedom. And Bill is the inventor of fulfillment-based thinking. Bill, in our first 3 interviews, you spoke about the freedom from negativity, which was a great one, life in the plus universe, or what you call the world above the line. Then we saw how to be freed up from the past by digesting our experiences and completing them. And in our last interview, you coached us on the freedom to create new beliefs and experiences every single time we do the completion process by installing into ourselves our heart's desire. So over time, we reorient ourselves to the future we really want. Now today, we're going to talk about the freedom to be happy and fulfilled. You know, just some small little topic like that, right? Something that I think every single person on Earth wants. But where do we start with something like that?
Well, Barry, this is what you might call a jackpot pillar of freedom. This is a big topic. Mm. If you're a parent like you and me, or you have ever held a newborn baby in your arms, you know that all you want for that child is happiness and a rich, full, rewarding life. You can't help it. It's a blessing that just springs out of us in the presence of new life. It's natural for us to want it, and people from all cultures, religious backgrounds, races, and geographical areas want it for their children. Mm-hmm. Even with people who have not been great parents, when I question them about this, they know that their desire for their children was happiness, whether they knew how to teach it to them or not. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I have found that this desire for our children, all of our children, by the way, not just our personal children, to be happy and fulfilled is the source of great joy when it happens and great sorrow when it doesn't. Since we all basically have that desire, the question is, how do you fulfill it? How do you teach your kids to lead a happy and fulfilled life when basically no one ever taught you?
Right.
As a matter of fact, we provide education in almost every subject except this one most basic, most important topic.
Amen.
Let me start by saying that knowing about the world above the line and starting to pay attention to it and knowing that to be able to complete old experiences and beliefs and install new ones that are a real pleasure are big steps forward in creating a life of happiness and fulfillment. Just starting with these 3 things is a major advance for most people because they orient you to the world that is invisible to most all people in the world, and they give you some skill in changing your beliefs to match it.
Exactly.
There are, however, some vitally important things you also have to know if you want to master the art of happiness and fulfillment, and that's what I'm going to speak about today.
Okay, I'm chomping. I know the other people listening to this tape are chomping. Now, I have an 8-year-old son who you've met, and I can't think of anything more important to teach him. And let's not forget me. You know, I want this. That's why I originally did the coaching project with you, and I'm living in this world, and I can always use more of it. So this is important stuff. So, Bill, how about giving our audience some pointers, you know, any coaching you have to get more happiness and fulfillment, to live in that place?
Okay. Now, everyone, open your mind to what people call critical thinking. What I mean is thinking that is objective, the kind of thinking that scientists hopefully have when they are investigating phenomena. What you see when you look at happiness objectively is that happiness is not a thing. It is a state of awareness. I want to say it again. Happiness is not a thing like a chair or a toaster. It's a state of awareness. It is crucial to understand that no person who loves you, no present you've been given, and no experience you have gone through is able to transmit happiness to you. Mm. In other words, when you get the new car, lover, vacation, money, or body you want, you realize that the car, lover, vacation, money, or body you want does not come with a guarantee
right.
that you will be happy once you've gotten it.
Right.
Just ask people who have fought with their partner all the way through a vacation trip that should have been pure bliss, or people with great bodies who still stand in front of their bathroom mirror and criticize every little flaw they see. And soon you come to realize that happiness does not reside in the thing itself. Happiness or sadness, anger, fear, and frankly all our experience are something we bring to the party. Mm-hmm. Think about a day when you feel happy and turned on. You smile and say hello to people you don't know. You forgive mistakes and don't take petty insults personally. You sail on through. Now, think of a day when you're upset. You scowl and say hello to no one, sometimes not even to people you know. Another driver gets the parking space you wanted and you are furious.
Yeah.
Someone makes a joking remark, and you are offended for the rest of the day. We bring our consciousness or state of awareness to all the events of our lives, and that awareness actually shapes and impacts everything we experience.
Yeah.
So we think we experience things, and then we're upset about them. Mostly, people are bringing their upset to the party. Most events themselves are basically neutral, and on a good day, even an event which could be negative can be easily brushed off.
Yeah. So the question to me, what I'm thinking of, how do you, so to speak, create happiness as your natural response to things that happen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the main question. Some people have very sophisticated home entertainment equipment. They have what they call a default setting on the equipment, and you can program that setting to always go to the same thing each time you turn on the equipment.
That's right.
So, for example, once you've set the default to turn the FM radio on first, no matter what you were doing when you turn the equipment off, like watching TV or listening to CDs, for example, when you turn the system back on, it always goes to FM because that's what you programmed in.
Mm.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. In fact, I'm thinking of a piece that I did in my own life during our 14-week project where I literally reprogrammed one thought that I constantly had just to trigger into something else, and it's automatic right now in my life, just as you're talking about it. Just that's where it goes.
So you know the power of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So to continue, in the world below the line, the automatic default setting that people are programmed to have is something like an upset waiting to happen. A few days ago, I was actually in the supermarket. I went down an aisle to find something I wanted. There was a woman standing in the aisle near to where the product I wanted was. She had a child sitting in her shopping cart. There was no one else in the aisle, but there were plenty of people in the store. As I approached, I noticed her looking at me out of the corner of her eye. She started to frown, and I could see her body stiffen. Then she turned slightly away, put one hand on her purse and the other on her shopping cart.
Mm.
I could hear in my mind a store-wide emergency announcement, something like, shopping cart hijacked on aisle 4.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to laugh because I knew what was going on, but instead I stopped where I was and said to her, oh, I'm sorry. You and I seem to be looking for the exact same thing. I'll wait for you to finish. I turned for just a second and smiled and said, hi, sweetie, to her child.
Mm.
I felt the woman relax. She turned back to me and, realizing I was no threat, gave me a small smile.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course. And it makes me sad to think that she's out there in the world that way, and I hear that, yeah.
Yeah, all the time we see that.
Yeah.
I waited till she was finished and moved on, knowing that I had done nothing wrong, but that something was already interpreting my approach as a threat.
Yeah.
This is a good example of the default setting, one, by the way,
that
is continually reinforced and highlighted by our below-the-line news shows, which are continually talking about how threatened we are.
Exactly. We talked about those the other day, and this woman's probably, that's the programming she has going on.
That's right. Mm. You know, you and I have flown hundreds of times. I know that there's some small chance that an airplane I'm in might crash, but the probability of that happening is so small that I'm not willing to ruin my peace of mind over it every time I fly. As a matter of fact, given highway statistics, fly if you can. It's many times safer than driving, is what they say.
Yeah, so that woman's antenna, so to speak, was tuned to possible attack and just waiting to receive that signal. That's what she was listening for and watching for. You consciously changed, just for the moment, the default setting she had, by speaking to her and apologizing for what was not basically any problem at all.
Yes, exactly. I could do that because my own default setting is happiness, because I personally programmed it that way. I also knew that most people's default is set to something else, and I could reassure her without buying into what she was thinking.
Mm.
I personally changed my own default setting deliberately about 15 years ago, after I had done many, many completions and installations. I realized that my default setting was more like that woman's, and I made a life-changing decision, namely that if I couldn't think of a completely valid reason for not being happy, I would automatically use happiness as my default setting.
That's nice.
Yeah, I really feel the power of that,
that
you're instantly changing your perceptual filters to recognize the world above the line.
Absolutely.
And here's how I did it. I did it by doing a thorough completion on the topic of my default setting, and then installed happiness as my default setting, and began to consciously interrupt any automatic default from the world below the line by reminding myself of the new way that I wanted to think. It took a little while to retrain myself, honestly.
Yeah.
But that single decision has given me thousands of additional hours of happiness over the years. It is deeply important to realize that if you want to have freedom to live in the world above the line where happiness and fulfillment live, then you need to install a setting in your awareness that represents that world. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it takes some awareness and attention to make the change permanent.
Yeah, so this isn't to say that you never experience anything but happiness, is it?
Good Lord, no, of course not.
Okay.
If I hear that a person I know has died, of course I feel sad.
Yeah.
It would actually be inappropriate to hear the news and say how happy I felt. In the same way that you can change the automatic setting for FM by pressing the TV button, I can also change my reaction to be appropriate to the circumstance, but the main thing is without wallowing in it. All it means is that I'm not walking around looking for a reason to be unhappy or afraid or some other excuse to stay below the line. This, I would say, works more than 90% of the time and gives me a real orientation to happiness. In a world where anti-anxiety and anti-depression medications are staples for many people, this is actually a miracle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so it's really that simple. I mean, you said before you made that decision about 15 years ago to set your default setting, you were living on some other default setting, and that's obviously some decision you made. So what you did was you just made that simple switch. You don't need intensive work or on why you feel that way or what made you feel that way.
That's right. We already know the answer to that why anyway.
Yeah.
It's because the culture we live in thinks that way, that is, about what's negative or a problem, and we're riveted on it. I mean, do you really need intensive work before you decide to change the channel you're watching? The world below the line, think about that. If the world below the line channel is not to your liking, tune to something that is. We make a big deal out of this kind of thing because we're taught that change is hard and painful. So let me explain by moving on to other things that you need to know to have the freedom to live in happiness and fulfillment, and then I'll give our listeners some practical coaching about how to create the happiness and fulfillment they're longing for. I want everyone to pay attention to this. This is so important. We live in a very strong Puritan work ethic model of thinking that says everything must be earned and usually involves some kind of suffering or pain to earn it. People proudly say, no pain, no gain, or no free ride, and we automatically shake our heads in agreement. So you can see how deeply ingrained the idea of pain and suffering is. Here's amazing, something amazing. The original meaning of the word pains, with a plural, was consciously striving for something, as in, she took pains to make sure her guests enjoyed themselves, which is an old-fashioned way of saying
right.
that the hostess placed a great amount of awareness on what would make her great guests happy and followed through on it.
Wow.
It doesn't mean that she forced herself to suffer or whipped herself in the kitchen for
right.
her guests. So that's what we tend to hear nowadays when someone says, no pain, no gain. We take pains, for example, when a head of state is installed in office, so it will be a world-class occasion. We take pains when we get married because it's a major milestone. We take pains to organize a once-in-a-lifetime trip because, after all, it's once in a lifetime.
Right. Yeah.
But what about all the other occasions in our everyday lives, those other 99% of things? What we call the Puritan work ethic is really a model of emergency and military thinking where the object is to achieve the result no matter what the cost. Lives lost, people disabled, land and buildings wasted, massive psychological damage.
Right.
I call it the success at any price model. This might be justified in a time of real emergency, but as a way of living your everyday life, it will never grant happiness and fulfillment.
No way.
Fulfillment is the experience that you feel filled up, fully nourished, and deeply satisfied. As we see in the newspapers, people get to the top, but their relationships and health are often ruined. To get this, we believe, we have to trade off this for that. This explains why so many famous people who have everything seem to be living in continual states of unhappiness and drama. They realize that they have lost something getting to the top and are often wildly upset because of it.
Right, yeah.
And sometimes it's the very thing that was most precious to them, their health, their marriage, sometimes even their humanity.
Yeah, plenty of examples of that. I mean, every time someone, the higher they get, we're just waiting for that story to come out.
Yeah, if you look at the racks of the supermarket newspapers, you can see it every single day.
Amazing.
But to be happy and fulfilled, you must realize that in the world above the line, pleasure and joy are the coin of the realm, not pain and suffering.
Yeah, so we're all taught that if you can just make it, whatever that is, whatever you set that to be, everything will work out, especially that we will be happy. What's with that word?
Exactly. I call it the big con, because for most people who use the success at any price model, getting the prize doesn't give them their fulfillment. Fortunately, all of this can be reprogrammed just by using completions and installation.
Yes, it can.
And now that our listeners know how to do a completion and an installation, the first step is to do a completion on the success at any price model and to install a fulfillment model. That is, one in which you are continually filling and nourishing yourself as you do your projects and achieve your goals, not wearing yourself out and then expecting you'll feel great once you get where you want to go. I've heard so many people say they put off things they'd have liked to have done until they were retired, but got so worn out working that by the time they retired, they didn't have the strength or the desire to do what they had put off. You have to bring your happiness and feeling of being nourished or fulfilled with you. Otherwise, you'll always feel cheated. And wearing yourself out to get to what you want in the world above the line is, frankly, the booby prize.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard you say, don't just arrive, arrive in style. You talked about that during our coaching project. Now I see what you're talking about. You might want to get richer materially, but you also have to get internally richer as you go.
The next thing it is important to do to uproot, so to speak, the success at any price model is a completion on the way you currently learn and get results, and then install finding ways to get things done that are a real pleasure for you with no compromise. For example, many adults beat themselves up continually while they are learning something new, which just makes it harder. They give themselves no permission to be a beginner. Mm. Imagine using that same behavior with your children while they are learning how to walk or talk. Geez, every time your child makes a mistake, you criticize your child and even punish your child for not doing it perfectly. Mm. No child would ever learn how to walk or talk this way. The point is that it is natural for children to learn to walk and talk, and they will find ways to do it that are a pleasure. Learning for all human beings is natural, and smart human beings find ways to do it that are a pleasure. Pleasure, which is actually just the sense of being pleased, is above the line and makes things go smoothly and faster. We shower our children with our pleasure while they are learning basic tasks, and they learn voraciously. Yeah. No wonder as adults we slow down and nearly stop learning as we get older and have a history of criticizing or beating ourselves up. After a while, all that pain and suffering takes its toll. We refer to people as closed-minded or old fossils. In other words, the punitive ways they treat themselves wear them out and dry them up.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a secret. Suffering, pain, and punishment are not only the world below the line, but they also don't work to produce long-term sustainable results. The reason is that you might be willing to suffer big for one result, a really big result that you want, but I assure you that when the next result requires even more suffering or pain, you will think twice about it and probably steer away from going for that result.
Mm.
People who live in the no pain, no gain model are either committed to be in pain all their lives or finally they stop.
Mm.
Pleasure is the only open way that I know to keep going for bigger and bigger results.
Wow.
Suppose, for example, to reach a goal, you compromise your health by working late, eating fast food, and getting no exercise. Let's say that takes 15% off your feeling of fulfillment. You also compromise your relationship because you're always working and don't give your partner time and attention. Another 10%.
Yeah.
Emotionally, another 10% is taken off the top for the constant worry and stress you put yourself under. Add just these three compromises up, and believe me, there are other ones.
Oh, yeah.
And you're already missing 35% of your fulfillment. It's no wonder that some people get to the top and feel like that they are a failure. They got their success but discounted their fulfillment by 35%, leaving them with 65%, and that emotionally spells failure with a resulting feeling of emptiness.
Yeah.
Compromising your pleasure for duty, obligation, have-tos and shoulds, or just to hasten the result, wears people out over time. It doesn't mean that once in a while as an exception you might have to do it, but to live that way is going to wear you out.
Mm.
The only viable alternative is to keep expanding all of your life to include more of what really pleases you, and that is the secret of real fulfillment. To develop a style that is based on pleasure with no compromise is one of the most masterful things you can do to experience real freedom to have the life you want. Remember, compromise is only a valid option in the world below the line. And thank God, it's just a way to think that can be changed at any time.
Yeah, exactly. Just change the channel.
Change the channel. Again, I want to encourage all of our listeners to do a completion on the way you currently produce results, including how much you suffer for them, and install getting results through experiencing more of your capacity for pleasure and enjoyment without compromise. Pay attention to how you choose. Don't settle for less. Fill yourself up as you go. Then when you get the results you envision, you will also have a real and valid sense of fulfillment.
Yeah, and I want to tell people to really look at the sheet that you had from the completion day and do exactly what Bill said. It may sound complicated or it may sound like, how's this going to help? Trust the process. Get in there and do those five questions exactly as Bill said about the way you currently produce results. You're going to be blown away by what happens. So, Bill, this is really like moving to a new world where all the rules have been changed.
Yes, that's the perfect way to say it, actually. Fortunately, that world is one we all want, and as more of us claim it, we also become role models for lots of other people to get what they want themselves, yeah. And that is how real change occurs.
Absolutely.
Our next topic, by the way, is spiritual freedom, and this is a topic which has caused more suffering for more people in the world than almost any other one. I want to explain what it means from an above-the-line point of view, which is really to experience the full nourishment of your spirit, so stay tuned.
Yeah, well, that's the freedom to be happy and fulfilled, and Bill, thanks so much. This was a great one, and I suggest listeners throw this one on again. Go take a hike and put this onto a little player and just enjoy this one and keep going deeper and deeper into what Bill talks about. This is a real, real pillar of freedom. Thanks so much, Bill.
You're welcome, Barry.
Bye-bye.